You're listening to the new Classical FM on Classical Mornings. It is 9:26. I'm Jean Stillwell.
And I'm Audie Braun. And we have a very special moment right now. Voicebox Opera and Concert opens their 2022-23 season on November the 20th with one performance only at the Elgin Theatre with a masterpiece by the young Mozart, Lucio Silla, written when he was only 16 years old. And this morning, Jean and I are delighted to speak with Mr. Lucio Silla himself, tenor Owen McCausland. Owen, welcome to Classical Mornings.
Hi, Owen.
Hi, good morning, Jean. Good morning, Audie.
Guten Morgen.
Good to hear your voices.
Good to hear yours, too.
Wie geht's?
Guten Morgen, Audie.
Wie geht's?
Es geht gut.
Oh, excellent,
great, excellent.
So, over the past few years, Toronto has had the good fortune to hear your magnificent voice in a few Mozart operas that I remember at the Canadian Opera Company, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we heard you as Tamino in Magic Flute, you did do Tito in La Clemenza di Tito, and also Pedrillo in Abduction from the Seraglio, is that correct?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Are you developing into somewhat of a, let's call it a young heroic Mozart tenor?
I guess perhaps, yeah. I think of myself as a lyric tenor, but I definitely have a great interest in Mozart and in Baroque music as well, for sure.
Mm. What excites you about this particular role in opera? I just read a little bit about it, but what excites you about Lucio Silla?
It's such an interesting piece. You know, early Mozart is so fascinating. We hear all the source material for what's to come, his later compositions. So in Silla, we hear Tito later. In the role of Junia, you might hear the role of Susanna. Mm. Cecilio is, almost source material for Sesto. So it's interesting to explore this early work, especially some of the harmonic syntax. It's kind of quirky. Silla, the role itself, it's powerful, and the arias are so well written and so dramatic. It's true opera seria.
Do you think that there's any anything that sticks out other than what you've been talking about the fact that this is, he was so young when he wrote this? Do you think that there's something that stands out, like perhaps a lot more energy in an opera or something like that?
I don't want to call it awkwardness I don't want to suggest that, Mozart was naive, but he was so young.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16 years old. It's just so incredible. And it's not his first opera either. I think it's the third.
Right. No, yes,
and it
absolutely.
It comes very shortly after Mitridate. So we have all these different themes. You kind of get to see into the mind of how Mozart felt about this brutal dictator. it's playful in its own way, but at the same time, still this very serious and dramatic story.
So who is Lucio Silla? Who is he?
The story is loosely based around Lucio Sulla, who was a Roman complete dictator. It concerns Sulla and his lust for Junia, who happens to be the daughter of his enemy, Gaius Marius. But unfortunately, Junia is in love with Cecilio, who has been exiled by Sulla. And so they have this conflict and this debate throughout the piece, where Silla has these two voices speaking to him, his aides, Aufidio, who's sort of like telling him to use force and to demonstrate the power and might of his own dictatorship. And then on the other side, you have his sister, Trelia, who's telling him, to be gracious and kind and to try a different tact. And at the end of the opera, toward the end of the opera, Silla, he struggles with his choices and he decides he doesn't want to be a dictator anymore. And he lets them be together.
I read at the beginning that, well, for the premiere, when he was only 16 or 17 at that time, that the opera started 2 hours late. Who knows what went on, but it ran 6 hours. Obviously, the piece has been trimmed down. But are there, even in this early work, the usual, you know, recits sung and arias and duets and trios? Is it composed like that?
Yeah, for sure. And it's early enough that it's a little bit less formulaic, and you know, well, you have your recits and you have your arias, and like I was saying earlier, they're, you know, he's still kind of figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more in that sort of French party evening. It's laid out in that format where it would be something that would be performed at a palace, and it would take 6 hours to get through the whole thing as people enjoyed themselves.
So Owen, it's you and five women. Is that
a tenor's dream or a tenor's nightmare?
Now, we know there are some pant rolls there, but it's women. Does the dynamic change at all?
Yeah, I suppose it does when you're the only major male character in the room. There is Aufidio, who is sort of like a page. But there are no arias. Actually, in the Urtext there is, but it's often cut. So you have all these different voices speaking to you and, you know, trying to make these decisions.
And just to reiterate, this is at the Elgin Theatre, and it is only one night, right? Correct?
It is. Actually, it's Sunday afternoon. It's a matinee.
Oh, and it's at the St. Lawrence Center. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, at the St. Lawrence Center for the Arts at 2:30 p.m.
Yeah, really, it's a must-see, and...
One last question.
Sure.
And
yeah,
that
yeah.
is, just quickly, before we close, if you could feel it from Adi that we have to close now.
Well, no, I have so much more I want to ask him.
Oh, okay.
You know?
We better hurry.
Yeah.
You say, yes, you're a lyric tenor, but a lyric tenor can also mean that as you evolve, you're young, you know, and as you evolve, you might like to do some of the heavier roles. I see that you have done some Mahler. And So any future roles that you would like to take on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, when you're kind of pacing through tenorland,
yes.
you have to be careful and judicious about what you take on, especially when you're younger.
Sure.
Although I've been doing this for a while now, and I feel like I'm going in a more heroic and sort of dramatic direction. But baby steps and, you know,
Absolutely.
With a certain degree of caution. But in terms of particular roles I'm interested in, oh man, there's so many good roles.
You're interested in everything.
Right?
I am interested in everything. I would like to, you know, go into the Wagner camp one day and
Young Siegfried,
I'd love,
okay.
You know, one day to sing Tristan, one day to sing and a lot of the big major Wagner parts like Nina or
some singers have gone from Mozart to Vickers actually in his early days sang Don Ottavio and you know where that led him. So I think you're in really good company.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's been interesting, you know, opera in concert, you know, following the legacy of Stuart Hamilton, he gave so many opportunities to young singers. And,
right.
My first time working with the company, I'm in their staging area, and you see all the posters with everyone's names.
Sure.
Isabel Barrack-Darien, Ben Heppner, John
sure.
Reilly.
Well,
Markinson.
Yours will be there next.
Yes, it will.
I'm pretty sure I saw Gene Stillwell somewhere.
Yes, way back when.
Sure did.
And so it's interesting to follow in the steps of these people and kind of work through this rite of passage, if you can call it that.
Oh, sure. Right. Of course. Oh, and I want to thank you so much for talking with us this morning. It's been fascinating. And from what Adi is telling me, that you have a sensational voice, and there is no doubt that you're going to go far.
It's true.
Business.
And just before before we let you go, I know you're doing Lucio Silla here, which is a must-see, but what do you have coming up on the horizon?
So I work at the Canadian Opera Company in the winter in the production of Salome. I'm singing The First Jew, which is a just crazy part.
Right.
And then after that, I go to Pacific Opera Victoria for some more Mozart. We're doing Così fan tutte, and I After that, I go to the Cleveland Orchestra, and we're doing a concert version of La Fanciulla del West.
Oh, lovely. Well, have a lot of fun. And really, it was such a joy to talk to you this morning, Owen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
both.
Owen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. We've been talking to tenor Owen McCausland, who is singing the title role in Mozart's Lucia Silla. The performance takes place on Sunday, November 20th at 2:30 p.m. at the St. Lawrence Center. Book now at tolive.com.